Okay. We're on Kuf. We are today's daf is Kuf Vav. Today's daf is sponsored by the Yashra family, the Zeichu Nishmas Nachman Ben Moshe. Okay, we have a little work cut out for us. We're on Kuf Hayom Adbez by the two dots, about two-thirds of the way down. So, the Mishnah had mentioned that we're talking about that the people who are dealing with the Paros and the Srafim, so they are Metame, they're Metame Begadim. Right, the Metame Begadim. The first guys go out, and the second guys are their Metame, the second guys aren't. But once both of them go outside, Eilu Eilu Metame Begadim. So now the Gemara is going to ask basically, you know what I mean? Where do we know that they are Metame Begadim as soon as they leave? So where do we know, from where do we know that as soon as they leave the Azara, they're Matam Begadim, that you leave one Machne, that they leave the Azara. So Minohan Emili, right? From where do we learn that the second that they leave, that the Par leaves the Azara, they're Matam Begadim for those who are dealing with it. The Gemara says, a ton of bottom. We've got the following Brisa. This Brisa is dealing with the Par Yom Kippurim. Keep in mind, all these Paros of Asrafim, right, all the practice of Pneumios, they're all compared to each other. So if you have one, basically the Gemara is going to say, if I have a pasuk, each thing about once, they want it to repeat the idea of another pasuk. So the Tana Rabbanan, lehalon, by the par kohen Mashiach and the par kohen par helam davar shel sibur who omer chutz l'sholosh machnos. It says that the burning is done outside of three machnos, which is outside of Mishraim, outside of three machnos. But at Sokan and here by the par Yom Kippurim, it says the term machna achas, which why has it said? It says it's a par achatos. So how is it possible that it's three machanos by one and one machana by something by the other one? They are learned from each other. So it must be that both of them are burnt chutz to three machanos. It comes to teach that it's three machanos to learn from one, and that's where it's burnt. And the machana achas and the other pasuk comes to teach me that as soon as you leave the Azara, that's when it begins to be matam begadim. That's the Brisa. So now the Gemara asks, wait a second. Did he goof Manola? Okay, you said now that three machnos is where they burn it, and one machna is where it becomes tame. So how do you know that they burn it when you leave three machnos? How do you know by all of them that it takes place three machnos? So the Gemara says another Brisa. The Tana Rabban, this is the Brisa talking about the Par Kohen Mashiach. The Pasuk says, Behotzi es kol hafar el michutz l'machna. You bring it outside the machna, el makom tahor. Shatha Hadeshan, the Sarafal Sol Aitzim. Okay, so you hope you over here. It says Chutz L'Machana. So the Gemara with Brisek says Chutz L'Sholos Machanos. It means outside of three Machanos. So then the Gemara continues. Wait a second. Ata Omer Chutz L'Sholos Machanos. Oh, Eno El Lo L'Machana Acha. It only says the word Machana. Don't say Machanos. So why are you saying it's three Machanos? It means outside of one Machana. So the Gemara says no. Kishu Omer B'Para Eda. Right, that Brisa is talking about the Parakol Mashiach. But if you look in the other parish that talks about the Param Davish of Sivur, it also says, Vahotis of Parel, Mikhusa Machana. So I have Mikhusa Machana a second time. So Ein Sarich Lomar. You don't have to say it. Sharek Bar Nemar Kasher Sarif is Pararishon. And it says that the Param Davish of Sivur is burnt the same way that the Pararishon is burnt. What's the Pararishon? The Pararishon is the Parakol Mashiach. It already says Chutzla Machana. So what's the Chutzla Machana by Param Davish of Sivur? It comes to give you a second machana. So now we know it's burnt outside of two machanas. How do we get to the third machana? Right? And then Kishu Omer Michutz L'machana B'deshen. When you have to bring out the ashes, don't toss the deshen. You have to bring out the ashes, right? It says V'hotzias Hadeshen El Michutz L'machana. You bring it outside of the machana. She'ein Sharich Lomar. You don't have to say that you have to bring in the Michutz L'machana. Why? Because by the Par Kohen, because it says by the Par Kohen Mashiach Al Shepech Hadeshen Yisari. You burn it in the same place where the deshen is brought. Well, we already know now that it's outside of two machanos. So what's the machana talking about by the deshen? They had a third machana. A third time it says machana. Al shepach hadeshen yisarif, liten lo machana shlishit. That brings us to the third machana. Now we see that all these things are burnt outside of three machanos. Once we know that these things are burnt outside of three machanos, so why does it say machana? Why does it go back to originally? Why does it say machana by... Right, well, it says Machna Achas by the Par Yom Kippurim. Must mean that's talking about when the Matam Begadim. Fine. Now the Gemara continues talking about the Din Tumas Begadim, and we're talking about the Din of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon the Mishnah said that they're not Matam Begadim when you leave the Azara, they're not even Matam Begadim when they start burning it. That's when it starts Matam Begadim. So Rav Shimon, so he says that. So behind me Chutz L'Machna, my obviously. So what does he do with this Chutz L'Machna? We just had this whole drasha that the Chutz L'Machna teaches you, then it only starts Matam Begadim once it leaves the Azara. So Haim Yechus Machne May Avidlei. So Mivoyle, he learns it. He needs it for the following drasha. Lichkadatanya, Rabbi Loz, Lichkadatanya. The following brisa says, Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, Nemar Khan, it says by the par and the sarish Yom Kippurim, Chutz L'Machne.
That's
our pasuk. The Nemar Lahol, it says by the par Aduma. It says, Vahotzi Yosom, Lichutz L'Machne. So now, there's a comparison between the par Viseir Yom Kippurim and the par Aduma. Makan, what is it like here by the par Seir Yom Kippurim? It's done Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. You burn it outside Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos, right? Achla Halon, so too by the par Aduma. Chutz l'Shalosh Machlos. You do the Shmita, you do all that stuff, the Avoda for the Paraduma is done outside of Shalosh Machlos, which means outside of Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara continues, Mala Holom, what's the Mima the other way? By the Paraduma, right, it says, the Mizrach of Yerushalayim. You have to sprinkle it, he says you sprinkle it on the eastern side of Yerushalayim, but it says, V'lokach Aron Elazar HaKohen, Midama Betzbo, V'izo El Nofak Ne'ol Moed, Sheva Pamim. You have to do it facing, you know, face towards the Ol Moed. You have to do Kenega, the opening of the Ol Moed, and the opening of the Ol Moed faced east. The opening faced due east. I mean, it was all the way towards the western side, but the opening was east. So that means that you had to be on the eastern side to be sprinkling the blood. So since that's done in the Mizrach of Yerushalayim, Afkan, so too, the Par Messiah of Kippur, that is done, Kutzamachanos is done on the eastern side of Yerushalayim. And Mizrach of Shel Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, okay. Now we know, Rav Shimon has a drasha of where we burned the Par Aduma. Elo l'Rabbanon hecha sarif lo. How do they know where the par aduma is burnt? In the Sanya, because they learn in a brisa hecha nisrafin. Where's the par? Where's everything burned? There's big machlokas. The tzafon Yerushalayim push the machnos. They say it's burned in the north side. So there's another reason why they follow par aduma. And they say, oh, bring the par aduma. Where do we do the avoda? On the north or on the east? What? What do you mean? We have a machlokas. Right, but that's only according to the Rabbanan. But now Rav Shimon says it's done the Mizrach of Yerushalayim, the eastern side. Anyway, so that's what we just learned. So Ela the Rabbanan Hekis Arplu Kisani Hekis Rabban the Tzfon Yerushalayim Kushlosh Machnos. He had to be burnt on the north side of Yerushalayim, which I believe would be Har Zeitim. The north side of Yerushalayim, right? That's the north. North of the Har Bayis. No, it's not. It's from the east. Right, so then maybe is that Rav Shimon? On the east. Okay, so on the east side of Yerushalayim. But nevertheless, they say it has to be on the north side because. So what's this machlokas? What's this machlokas about then? One says east, one says north. I mean, so he says that the rabbanim say it's done in north because all katos kotzei kachim and paraduma is somehow considered a katos and a kotzei kachim, so it has to be done on the north side. So Rabbi Yosef Lili has another din. He says. He says that the parim and the seirim are burnt on the base hadeshin. What does that mean, on the base hadeshin? It means that, basically, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, look at Rashi, a base hadeshin, look at Rashi in the third line, sarach sheyakdim l'sham deshin mizbeah, sheyinikra kodim akein makam shefach hadeshin. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, wherever the place is that you do in the burning, he says the base hadeshin, you have to bring deshin from the mizbeah, place it there, establish the place as a makom hadeshen, and then you can do it. And if you establish the place, right, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, so Amar, that's the file, that implies that someone argues with him. So Amar Rava, man turn the poly later, Rabbi Yosef Lili, who is the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yosef Lili, who basically said that you don't need to have the hadeshen there first? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but he says, the Sanya, it says, al shefach hadeshen yisarif, sheyesh sham deshen, there has to be originally there, Deshen, that's the Tanakhama, I guess, there. And Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Sheyeh Mikomo Meshupa. And it has to be sort of diagonal, it has to be slanted, right? Meshupa. That's what it has to be. Rashi says, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, he the Amr Lo Ashma Unin al Shefach, El Sheyeh Mikomo Madron, Sheyeh Deshno Mishtapeh. So it slides down. That's what he says the halacha is. The Gemara says. Therefore, you see that he argues. The Gemara says, well, who says that he argues? Maybe he's just adding another din. Right? Amar Le'Abaye, Dilma, Bimekolim, Mishupa, Fligi. Maybe my focus is whether or not you have to have this slam. But I agree that the Deshan has to be there first. So it's not necessarily that there's an argument under Yosef Levi. Fine. Tana Ravonan. Brisa says, Brisa quotes the Pasuk. It says, the Hasorek. Right? It says, the one who burns it, Hasorek, Osam, Yikabes Begada. He is the one whose Begada become Tabe. The Gemara says, Hasorek, the one who burns it, Mekam Begadim. He's the one who's Mekam Begadim. Below Hamatis Esor, not the one who lights, kindles the fire. He's not going to become Mekam Begadim. Right? Below Hamatis Esor, Mekam Begadim. Below Hamestadar Esamaracha, the guy who sets up the fire, who sets up the wood for it to be burnt, he also is not Mekam Begadim. Below Hamestadar Esamaracha, Mekam Begadim. The Ezehu, so Ezehu's sorry, who's the one who's sorry? That's Hamisayeya Bishasrefa. So the guy who lights it, he's not the one who's going to become Tameh. So who's the one who becomes Tameh? The guy who, I guess, stokes the coals, who makes who gets the fire burning. So I guess we have two people getting Tameh. You have the guy, you have the people walking out. Oh, this must be going to Hashem. Right? According to the Tanakhama and Mishnah, it's as soon as they start walking out, they become Tameh. It's according to Rashi who says that it's only when you're burning. So who's the guy who gets Tameh? The guy who assists in not in lighting the fire, but in stoking the fire. So Yachol Af Mishenasu Eifer, maybe we have a Hami to say that once the Parvus and the Seir are burnt to the point where they become ashes and the guy is still stoking the fire, that they're still Metamah Begadim? The answer is no. Talmud Lomar Osam. They are Metamah Begadim. They meaning the meat. Osam Metamah Begadim. I guess once they change, you know, the chemical change in the item, it's no longer considered the buster of the fire. Now it's considered ash. That's not mitam begadim. Fine. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says no. Osa mitam begadim, but nitach habasar ain't mitam begadim. I guess it's an earlier stage than nitach habasar that it becomes that it starts to disintegrate or decompose or melt in the flame. That's when it's no longer gives off tumas begadim. So my benayu, what's the difference? So Amar Rava, Iki benayu, Dishavi Charucha. I guess it's different stages. I guess it became sort of a coal, but it had to become ash yet. So according to the Man Domer, says you need ashes, it's still Matan Begadim. According to Rav Shimon, you don't have to, it's not Matan Begadim because it's not Matan Begadim because it is Matan Begadim, but it's not the Basar. But it's not the Basar. Okay? Hajj Allah Tzvoyom, Hajj Allah Tzvoyom. Hadron Allah Shulyom. Now we're going to start the third parak. Okay, the Torah in Parshas Afrivos tells us that there's an Isser to Shech Karbonos outside the Azara. That's an Isser to Shech the Karbonos outside the Yishmaim. But it says, Ishish Mibes Yisrael, Asher Yishmat Shor, Kneset Ho'ez, V'machne, O Asher Yishchat Mechutz V'machne, the whole Pasuk. Kneset Ho'moed Alevi, Yachar Kuvan Hashem, Lefnei Mishnah Hashem, Dami Yechashev Leish, the violation of the punishment of Karis. The punishment of Karis if you Shech a Karbon outside of the Azara. On top of that, there's Pasuk and Parshas for A that tells you that you're not allowed to be ma'ala outside. So technically speaking, there's another Isser of burning, of bringing the Karbanos outside of the Machaneh. The whole thing with the Yohu, it was a Zman of Isser Bamos, and yet he made a Bama. He needed a special Harashah to do the Karban outside because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring the Karban outside of your shrine. So the question is whether those are two together, those Yisurim, those Latim are together, they can act independently. So here comes the Mishnah. Hashochet, so someone who shefts a carbon outside the Azara, v'hamalde, and then you burn it, you bring it onto some sort of bummer or mizbeach outside of the Azara, chayav, right? Chayav al shkita, you chayav one lav for shkita, and one lav for the ha'ala, meaning you chayav two carbon fatos if you did it for shogeg, like you chayav kareis twice if you did it for mezid. Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, no, Rabbi Yosef Lili says no. Shachah pifnim. If you shechted the animal inside the Azara, the he'el of the foot, and then you brought that animal outside the Azara, then you're chayev. But shachah the foot, the he'el of the foot, if I shechted the animal out, like kachim animal, I had a carbon fatos, I shechted it outside, and I burnt it outside, then he says, I am putter on what? You're putter on the ha'ala, right? Shiloh he'el el adobar pasal. Because what you do, you shechted the carbon fatos, now that's pasal, you're chayev for that. You're puzzled. You said, now the animal's puzzled. So what are you bringing up on the Mizbeah? You're bringing up a nothing on the Mizbeah. Which must be talking about the time where there's Isra Bama. But Bama was only Mutter when there was no Mishnah. And once you had the Beit HaMikdash, then the Bama is completely. There's a lot of making up during the time, I guess maybe during the times of Isra Bama. I don't know if it's the fact that it's a Kari somewhere. according to the Chachamim, even if I shefted, according to the Chachamim, the Yisurim are independent. So even if I shefted the Chatas outside, and I burned it outside, it's still kind of a lab on each of them. So Amar lo Chachamim, the Chachamim says to Rav Yosef, according to your Svara, let's take your logic all the way. According to your Svara, what was your Svara? If you shefted it outside, it becomes a nothing. So if you bring it up outside, it doesn't count for anything. So Amar lo, even if you shefted on the inside, umale b'chutz, kevan shehotziu psalo. Why would it be chayiv in that case also? If I shefted it inside, then I brought it outside, and that was a psul yotzeh. So why am I chayiv for bringing it up outside? Okay, so the Gemara is going to answer for Rav Yosef Aglili. The Gemara then says the next case. Hatame, individual is tame. She'achol, and the tame person eats kachim, he eats karbanos. Right, b'shogit. Right, does b'shogit. Bein kodesh tamei, whether the kodesh that he ate itself was tamei, or bein kodesh tahor, or was not tamei, was tahor. Nevertheless, chayim. If chayim v'chachas did b'shogit, karis did it b'mezi. Rav Yosef Aglili Omer, no. He says you have to be very careful. If it's tamei she'achal tahor, if the tamei person eats tahor stuff, then you're chayim. But tamei she'achal tamei, if the tamei person eats tamei karbanos, pater. Why? Shelo achala dover tamei. Because you're not eating anything. It's dover tamei. So come and say to him, what are you talking about? Even if I'm tamei eating tahor, according to your logic, I shouldn't be chayiv. Because the second a tamei person touches the tahor karbon, it's tamei, right? So amar lo, af tamei she'achal satar kevan shenaga botimu. They made a tamei. So according to you, that the lav is dependent upon eating a kosher piece of meat. The second the tamei guy touches it, it's no longer kosher. So where's the lav? What did he do? Now the Mishnah goes brings in one more din. Where there's no machlokas, I guess. V'tahor she'achal tamei. If it's a tahor kohen, right? Or a tahor person eating, a tahor yisrael eating kosher halav, I guess. A tahor person eats a karbon that became tamei, right? He's putter. You're putter from kares, alright? And when you eat it b'mezid, you're putter from kares, you eat it b'mezid, and you're putter from machatas if you ate it for shogeg. Why? She'eno chayiv ela al tumas haguf. The isser of eating kosher b'tumah is applicable to when the person is tamei, not when the food stuff is tamei. So if a tahor person eats tamei stuff, granted, it'll probably become tamei because he's tamei, I guess the food transfers to tumah, but he's not violating the isser of a chilu b'tumah. That isser only applies if the individual, if the kavra isser, not a kavra isser. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now to keep in mind, we learned the Gemara, the concept of ein onshim eli in kein lativa. You can't have a punishment. Right? The Torah, if there's going to be a punishment for an action, the Torah has to mention both the punishment and it has to mention that there's a law, there's a warning that you're not allowed to do it. So you can't say you're chayiv kares for putting your feet on the chair unless it also says you're not allowed to put your feet on the chair. Okay? I mean, that's not true, but that's the example. So the Gemara says, Bishlama he'Allah, I understand the makor of the Isser for bringing the korban outside of the Azara. He'Allah. Siv onesh. It wrote the punishment, that it's kares. Uksiv Azhara, and also wrote the warning, right? Onesh, where's the Onesh? Diksiv, this is in Vayikra Perakid Zayin. I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, Ish, Ish, me base Yisrael. Umin Hager, Asher Yagur Besocham, Asher Yale, Ola Uzavach. He brings it for Ola Uzavach. Ve'el Pesach Ola Moed Lo Yavienu. And he doesn't bring it to the Pesach Ola Moed, right? Lasso So So Lashem, Benifras Ishmael Uman. There's the punishment. If you don't bring the carbon, Pesach Ola Moed, you get Kares. But the Azhara, where's the Azhara? The Diksiv, this is in Devarim. It says, Yishar Melacha, you should be warned, Ken Tale Ola Secha, Bechol Mokom Asher Tereh. You should be warned not to bring your Ola any place that you desire. It has to come to the either Mishnah Meis HaMilis, or during the time of Heter Bamas, and this won't apply. So, so where's the Lav? It doesn't say Lav, it doesn't say Lo Satsu, but goes according to Tihad, the Amr of Avin, Amr of Elazar, Kol Mokom, every place where the Torah says, Shenemar, Yishamer, Pain, Va'al, that's Eno Ela Lo Satsu. That's a Mitzvah Lo Satsu. So have a Lav, you're not allowed to bring it out. You're not allowed to bring it anywhere you want. And the punishment for doing so is also written. That's fine for Ha'ala. What about for Shrita? So, Ela Shrita, Bishlama Onesh. I know where it says the Onesh. The Onesh is written explicitly. The Ksiv also in Vayikra Perak Yitzayin. I'll read the whole passage again. It says, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat, who chefs, Asher O Kesev O Eiz B'machaneh. O Asher Yishchat Mechut B'machaneh. The El Pesach O Moeh Lo Yahiviyu. That's the Mar quote. He didn't bring it to the Oel Moed, Lahakav Korban Lashem, he says, Dam Yechashev Ishahu, the passage continues, Dam Shafach V'nichrat Ish. So we have the punishment. He's punished. Allah has harim in Olam. But where do we have the low pen out telling me, do not do it? And We know the concept. We just said, Ein Oshim Elim Kei Mazirin. Where is the Azhara when it comes to the Chatas? Look at Rashi. El Azhari Minolon, the Kamachai Ben Aleya Chatas. Where's the law? She'ein Chatas. In other words, we know the Kari. The Kari you do it for me, that's the punishment. But where's the law to teach me that I would be shy of a Korba Chatas if I did it for Shogeg? We don't know where it is. So he says, Amakra, the Lo Yizbechu Od. Right, if you continue in the Sukkim in Vayikra, right, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Yud Zayin Zayin. What does it say there? It says, V'lo yizbichu od ez zivcheihem lasi'irim. So, since this, I guess what the limit is that since this Pasuk, it says right next to the Isser Shemit of the foot, then that must be the warning. V'lo yizbichu od. So, that's the lie. Gemara says, wait, that can't be the law. Why not? How do we always knock these up? We need the pasuk to teach me something else. Hi, we boil it to Rabbi Elazar. I need this pasuk to teach me the din of Rabbi Elazar. The Amar, Rabbi Elazar said, Minayin was a veich behema with Markovis, Shehukayev. How do I know if someone shechs a korban for the Avodah Zarah Markovis? What's the derech of Markovis? Remember from Avodah Zarah? Right, we learned about the fowl and the Markovis. The Markovis was that they used to chuck stones at it. They would throw the stones at it. That's derech avodasa. So that's usually only chayes to do with derech avoda. Shkita is not derech avoda. How do I know that shkita, even though it's not derech avoda for the markolis, nevertheless, I would still be chayev if I shechted for the markolis. Look at Rashi, the markolis. Afal kisha avodasa derech bizoyon. Even though the typical way of doing the avoda by the markolis is in a disgusting way, the saklo ba'avonin, to stone it, v'zeh avdo derech kibud. And this, in shechting something to it, is derech kibud, the lo karina vei. How do you know that he's still the Messiah? He says, because the prophet says, it's it, the low Yisrael owed as Zephayim. You should check the Zephayim. Being Eno Imin the Darka, we're talking about Avodah Zarah. And if Eno Imin the Darka, if it's not talking about the Darka, because I already know the Darka, because it says, Echel Yabdu Hagoyim Ailes, or Hagan Esa Kain Gan Oni, the Esa Kain Gan Oni, the Gemara always seems to lead out the part of the Pusim that we're looking for. Like the Esau came down on it. That's Mashna decided to do it the same way they do it. What's below you before Otis is Fahim? They in Shaloka Darka. Also, if you do Shaloka Darka, which is Derech Shrita. So this pastor can't be teaching me the law for shechting a carbon outside the Azara, because it's teaching me that this whole idea regarding the Bodh Azara. The Gemara answers, Amaraba, no. I can learn both things down from the pastor. Right? Kari Bay below you before, the Kri Bay below O. He says, I guess you can. Pasuk is below Yisbechu Ode as the famous Seirim. He's moving the low. The low can go on low Yisbechu, and the low can skip this Yisbechu and go to the Ode. So then it teaches me both things, right? Rashi says the Ilich Rabbi Lazar. If he's only talking about Rabbi Lazar, Lichto the low Ode as the famous Seirim. Haydik Seir below Yisbechu. That's Lazar Shkutei Chutz Asa the Samech LaHay Parshasa, because it's Samech to the Parsha. Whatever the drasha is, they learn out both from the psukim. So Gemara says, wait a second. Vakati mi boi lil chidasanya. That can't be. I still need this pasuk to teach me something else. How am I going to get to that something else? We're going to bring down a long brisa, and then we're going to see that it's teaching us something else. So the brisa quotes the psukim. This is actually a brisa in Tosh Bahan and Achim Mos. It's one of the psukim in Vayikra Perak and Zayin. It's two psukim. It's long psukim. It's Gimel and Dalet. Right? So the pasuk, let's read the whole pasuk. Psukim say, the El Pesach Ohel Moed Lo Higviyu L'Hakim Korban L'Hashem. He didn't bring it in front of the Ohel Moed to be mocked in the Korban L'Hashem. Lifnei Mishnah Hashem, in front of the Mishnah Hashem. Dom Yechashev L'Ishahu, it should be blood on this person. Dom Shafak, as if he did, killed it. V'Nichras HaIshahu Mikarev Amo, he is destroyed. L'man Asher Yaviyu B'nei Yisrael, as if Fayyam Asher Hizofim, Apnei Asad HaDaviyu L'Hashem. In order to convince B'nei Yisrael, there's a warning, a punishment for a warning, or convince B'nei Yisrael to bring their Korbanos to Hashem, which is where El Pesach Olamoi, El Akoin, Vizak Zipke Shlomim Hashem Osam. And they'll bring the Shlomim to Hashem there. It's okay. We have to remember now, we have the Heter Bamos and the Isra Bamos. The times when Bamos are Mutter, when's that? The Gemara is going to teach us about the Kufiyot Beis of a Beis, that so long as the Mishkan was not up in the Midbar, it was Heter Bamos. You have to bring on your own Bamos. Once the Mishkan was up, no Bamos. Then, same thing, when they got to Eretz Yisrael, the Bamos were now Mutter again. When they built the Mishkan in Shiloh, right, then the Bamos are Usher again. When the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed or taken down, then again the Bamos were Mutter. Once they built the Beis HaMikdash, Bamos are Usher La'olah. Okay? You can't have any more Bamos. So, what happens, we want to talk about situations, when I was Makdish to Behemoth, when it was Heter Bamos, and now it's Isser Bamos. So what's going on? So Atan, for the Bryce says, from the beginning of the Parsha, that we took, that we just said, until the words, V'lo Yizbichu, right? Atan, who Medaber, the Pasuk is talking about, the Kadoshim, Shek Gishon, the Shas Isser Bamos, the Kriva, the Shas Isser Bamos. Those are talking about that you get Kares if you were Makdish during the Isser Bamos, and you were Makdish for Isser Bamos. That's talking about Stam, that's the regular, normal case. Sharei Unshan Amor, but the Pasuk says, I guess elsewhere, the Pesach Olam Moed, right? The Nichros HaIshahu, you get Kares. Hashara, where's the Hashara? Hashara Dixiv, Hishar Melecha, Tentale Olasecha. That's the warning. That's talking about a person who brings the Karban, during the Isser Bamos. We already learned that. We have an Azhara, and we have a punishment. Then it says, Mikan Ve'ela, in the, go back to the Pesukim, right, from below Yizbechu, going forward in the Pasuk, what's the Pasuk talking about, the Brisa says? It's talking about Bezvachim, She'ekdishon, Mishat, Heter, Vamos. That's talking about that there's an Isser. If you were Makdish, these Karbanos, during the time when the Bamos were Mutter, V'hikriva, Mishat, Isser, Bamos, and then you brought them up, put Lazara, when the Bamos were then Aser, that still there's a problem. Shenamar leman asher yaviu bnei Yisrael zivchayim asher hamzofim to me. What is it to zivchayim? Zivchayim means they're karbonos. How can they be karbonos if you were mock of them? It must be that you were mock of them. You were mockish them when they were mutter. They got a kedusha. It's bezivchayim shehitarti lechvar. These are zvachim that already were mocked to you at that time. But now the mishkan comes up. You're not mutter. Those are not allowed to bring up either. And then the broad passage continues. Al Pnei Asader, what's Al Pnei Asader? Lo Melechar comes to teach you. Hazoveyach b'shach Isra Bamos. It comes to teach me. Someone who brings a carbon during the time of Isra Bamos, Ma'elav HaKasuv, Ki'ilu Hikru Al Pnei Asader. It's as if you were marked with him Pnei Asader, which means it doesn't count as if you were marked with him to Hashem. It's basically who you're marked to, not to Hashem. Like a vote of Zorah, right? And then the passage says, Ve'ivu Hashem, Zo Mitzvot Aseh. There's a Mitzvot Aseh to bring them to Hashem. Okay? So now the price continues. So we have a mitzvah saseh. Lo saseh minayin. Where do I have a lav? Again, what are we talking about now? We're at the end of the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about those things that were hukdash bizman heter bamos, and now they're being hukrav when it's talking isa bamos. Where do we know the lav? Minayin, tamid lomar, below yizbechuod. You can no longer bring them. Below yizbechuod. That's what we were trying to learn from. But here, the Lo Yizbichu Ode, the Bryce is teaching us, Lo Yizbichu Ode is teaching us that there's a lav to be makrib, a carbon, an abama that was hooked us with abamas from mutter. Right? Yachol sheyei onish paris. Maybe you'll be chayiv paris in this case. Tabaloma, fukus olam tielachem, lo ledorasam, zos lehem, lo acheris lehem. The only paris is the first part of the pasuk, which talked about being makrib, kutzlas or even in time, it's both Isser Bamos. But nevertheless, the point of this whole long brisa, below Yizbichu Od, which is where we try to learn the Azhara for Shchita Chutz Lazara, this brisa learns to teach me a losase if you to bring a karbon that was hukdash bizman heter bamos and that was being brought bizman isser bamos. So we still don't have an Azhara for Shchita Chutz Lazara. So if we don't have an Azhara for Shchita Chutz Lazara, how do we have an onus of karis? Ain Oshin Elin came Masir. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amar, what's the Girsa? Sheik Magretta says Abaye. Okay? Ella, Amar, Abaye. Where's the Makar for the Azhara, for the warning, for the lav of shechting a carbon outside the Azhara? It's a Kal V'chomer. The Gemara tomorrow is going to ask us, what are you talking about? Ain Oshin. You can't learn that from. Okay. But Ella, Amar, Abaye Kal V'chomer. We learn that for a Kal V'chomer. What's a Kal V'chomer? Uma bim makom shelo anosh hizir, makom she anosh ain't odin she hizir. What's that? For the Rashi. Makom shelo anosh kigong bekachim shekdishon b'shas heter. Right? There was let's see it outside. But Bryce just taught us that there's a lav, gave us a warning to be makom karbanos that were hukdash during the time of the heter bamos, right? They gave us a warning by kachim shekdishim shas heter bamos, but there was no onus karis. We learned that up in the brisa. So kal b'chomer mekom she'anosh, kal b'chomer in a place where there is a kares, because it's written explicitly that there's a kares in our case where it's Isser Bamos, ain't no dinsha, his here's Kabachomer, there's a warning. I'm not exactly sure why that Kabachomer. Right, the Gemara's going to ask that. You see on the fifth last line on today's daf, it says, Kimas Hirman and Din. You make warnings from a Kabachomer? We're not supposed to do that. So the Gemara says it's a Kabachomer. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabino Ravashi, Im Kain, if you can learn all these Azharas, all these Lavim from Kabachomer, Lo Yeimar Lav Bechelev. The Torah should not issue a warning to eating the illicit fats. Why not? Tase b'chal b'chomer min nevela. We should learn it out from a chal b'chomer from the Isra of nevela. Ma nevela, nevela is much less chomor than chelev. Why? Nevela shalo anesh, there's no kares if you eat nevela. Nevertheless, is here, there's a hatzara, there's a warning that says, lo soful kol nevela. So chelev, when it comes to eating the chelev, the Torah says that there's a kares, sha'anash eno din shehiz here, chal b'chomer, that there's an hatzara. Why does the Torah have to tell me, give me a lav when it comes to chelev? I'll learn it out from a kavachomer from the vela. So the Torah says, no. Asa l'kameh derava, amar le, you can't learn it out from the vela. May nevela nami lo asya, you can't learn it out because the ikla mefra, you can shlug up that kavachomer. How? Ma nevela shechem etane. Nevela, you're right, nevela doesn't have a chomer of kares, it has another chomer. What's the chomer by nevela? Shechem etane. It's metame, the people who touch it. But chelev is not metame anything. You can't learn, you would be able to learn it out from there. Now, because Moses will keep asking other questions. So the Torah says, fine. I can learn out the Isser Chelev from a Kabachomer from a different Isser. Let me learn it out from Shrutzim Temeim, right? From the eight Shrutzim Temeim that the Torah mentions, right? But the Shrutzim, these Shrutzim, if you read into the Gemara, these Shrutzim, there's no kares on them, if you eat them. There's no onish kares. Nevertheless, there's Azhara, because the Pasuk says, Lo Shokhlum Ki Shekatein. So then Chelev, right, is not in the Torah. So Chelev, which is what? Which Chelev, which does have an Isser kares, ain't no din that there's an Azhara. Kabachomer from Shrutzim. The Torah says, no, Malashrutzim Tmeyim, Shemitamim Bimashihu. It's an interesting lesson that the Shrutzim Tmeyim are so chamor that the Mitami, somebody touches them, even with a small amount, with a Mashihu. Right, Masha ain't came to Chelev, that the Isser is by Chelev is a Kazayim. Okay. That's what Rashi points out. Mashihu is Tumatam Bikyadosha, of a Chelev Bikyazayim. So there's a difference. It's obviously more chamor. Smaller amount. You can't learn out. You can mess up the Kabachomer. You can't learn it out. The Gemara says, fine. Let me learn it out from Shrutzim Tahorim. Right? Shrutzim Tahorim are those Shrutzim that are not Metama if you touch them. They're not Metama Benegia. Nevertheless, it's usher to eat them. Right? And we're going to say the same thing. These Shrutzim, they don't have an onus kares if you eat them. Nevertheless, there's an Azhara that it says, Lo Sochlum Kishekatim. So therefore, Kabachomer by Chelev that has an onus kares, that there was a warning. The Gemara says, no, can't learn it out. I'll mess up the Kabachomer also. Malish Ratzim Sheishu Isurim B'Mashu, right? The Isser Achila, I guess by the Shrutzim is by a dasha, it's a small amount. And the failure of the Isser Achila is by a Kazayas. Can't learn out the Kabachomer. The Gemara says, okay, I'll give you another chance. Let me learn out that there's an Azhara by Achila's Chelev from a Kabachomer from Orla and Kliyakarem, right? Orla is, you know, during the first 3 years that we don't cut the hair. During the first 3 years that the fruit is on the tree. So the Gemara says, no, you can mess that up. Okay, so you have a lav for those items. Those items are not Chayav Kares. So by Chayav, where you are Chayav Kares, there should also be Kabbal Chomer, there's a lav. So no, Maila, Orla, Chayav Karen, they have their own Chomer. What's the Chomer? Shekein Asur and Bahana. They're Asur Bahana. Okay, Chayav is not Asur Bahana. Right, it's Asur B'Achila. Right, that's the halacha. Right, Rashi says, doesn't say anything, but that's the din. Chelev is only Asur B'Achila, it's not Asur B'Hana. That's the Gemara, I think, in the second paragraph of Sukkah, we'll talk about that. But, so you messed up the Kabachomer now by Karen. So Gemara says, okay, let me learn it out from Shvi'is, from Peir Shvi'is, the Isser of eating Peir Shvi'is. You're not allowed to eat Peir Shvi'is. There's no curries if you eat Peir Shvi'is. But by Chelev there is Kares, so there's obviously a warning, right? What's the Shvi'is case? So it's not talking about Avodas Karka, because that would be other problems. But he says the Gemara is talking about Isser Achilas Peir Shvi'is Shlo Kedin. But the Rishonim struggle. What's the lav by what's that lav the Achilas Peir Shvi'is? Right? Even after this Manvir, I don't know. I don't know what the lav is. But what's the puzzle that gives you the law? Yeah. I think it's brought down, he brings down here that that Gorim Pesachim, it says, Heim lo nizra v'lo nesavis t'vaseinu. I'm not sure there's a to-do about the figure of what to allow. But assuming that there's a law by Yechidus Peirish Tzvius, so it's definitely more kal, because there's no chi of kareis, yet there's a warning. So chelev, it has to be a kareis, obviously has the warning. Mashvius, the more says, no, Shvius is more chomer. Why? Mashvius shekein tofeses dameha. Shvius is chomer because the kedusha of the Shvius is transferred to the money. If I buy Shvius produce, then that money that's exchanged from the Shvius gets to the kedusha Shvius. But then they take that money and do something else, it gets transferred all the way down the line. It doesn't lose its status. Right? So therefore, it's more chomer. Right? Rashi says, shekein tofeses dameha bi isura. So therefore, you messed it up. So Mar says, okay, wait a second. I'll take one more chance. One more try. I'll learn Chela from a Kal v'Chomer from where? From Truma. I'll learn it from Truma, right? Truma is Kal in that, there's no onus kares for the Tzar who eats it. But, I don't know. No kares, but it's Chayav Misa Nishamayim. I guess you see here that Misa and kares. Misa must be something less Chomer than kares, right? The pasuk says, "V'meisu bo ki yichalu ani Hashem mikad shvem." The kol zar lo yochal kodesh. You get malchus. I guess right. You get malchus. I don't think you bring a kodesh. There's no kares for it. Nevertheless, there's a warning. It says, "Kol zar lo yochal kodesh." The Gemara says, "No. Truma has a chumra. Why? Shekin lo huter mikvalo. There's no point in time. There's no type of truma that's ever muter for a zar, as opposed to chaylev, which is huter mikvalo. Because even though, I guess, because chaylev chayo is muter. Rashi says." Michlolo. Chelev hutter michlolo b'chayo. Right? It's a special thing. It's not a categorical isser. It's only an isser in, categorical, mythical is animals and husbands. So much, I don't understand that. So the mother says, if once you have this answer of hutter michlolo, so mikulunami shekein lo hutter michlolo. That can answer all the questions that we had. But what does it mean hutter michlolo? I guess the isser chelev is hutter michlolo. But there's no hutter mechlolo by the chelev of a behemah. It's always usher. Okay. Nevertheless, so therefore we have we can't learn out a Kal v'Chomer for chelev. Yeah, that's why we need the ashara, right? So we still back have our, we're learning out a lav for katas from the Kal v'Chomer to the time where it's mokyosh hetar b'amos and now it's isher b'amos. We're trying to smudge it up, then we can learn out all these chelev from a Kal v'Chomer. No, we can't learn out chelev from a Kal v'Chomer. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, ikashali, if you have a kasha on Rav Ovin, who learned out the Azhara for Shlita Chutzla Zara from the Kal v'Chomer, hakashali. This is the way you can ask the question. Haditam, learn in the Mishnah in Krisus, first blood in Krisus, that a Pesach, the Karban Pesach, Umila, those both are mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh, you have a fear of mitzvah saseh to do the Mila, and to bring the Karban Pesach. Nevertheless, they are counted in the Chayavim Kares, right? But if you did it b'shogeg, right, you're not chayev a carbon chatas. Different than all the Mishnah increases list 36 items where you chayev kareis. It lists these two, but these two are exceptions that there's no chayev chatas if you violated the shogeg. They're not a lav. They're only an asay. So the Gemara says, Pesach, let's learn a lav for Pesach Amila by Kal v'Chomer. Pesach with Kal v'Chomer, mi moser. Let's learn a Kal v'Chomer from the idea that you left over the case where you leave over the carbon and you don't finish it. There's an isser, right? Ma Moshe Shlo Anush. There's no chi of kareis when it comes to purposely by leaving over the karbon. Nevertheless, it is here because the pasuk says, "Ubasar zevach toder shlomav v'yom karbono yeachel." You should eat it, right? Lo yaniach menu aboker. Don't leave it over till the morning. So then, Pesach Umila Sha Anush. Pesach Umila that you do have kareis. Eino didshe is here, then there clearly should be an azara and a lav. So that's how you can ask the question. One answer, chaylev. Asking on Pesach and Mila. You should find the law for Pesach and Mila, and therefore if you violate it, you should be Shogeg, you should be Chayav HaKareis. You should be Chayav HaKarachatas. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita Lishmaita Kameh de Rav Kahana. I said this question in front of Rav Kahana, but Amar Lee, he said to me, Mimosu Lo Asya. You can't learn a Kal v'Chomer from Nosar. Why? Equal Mefra. I can mess up that Kal v'Chomer also. Why? Mala Mosir Shekein Ein Lo Takana. Mosir has no Takana. You can't fix it. What does it mean, Ein Lo Takana? Once it's no sir, it's no sir. You can't fix it. That's true. You don't get malchus on it because it's lava nika pasay. You can burn it after. Maybe burning it is not fixing it. It's rectifying the situation. But the iser is still there, right? She says, Ma limosir shekein eno takana. Tomar the Pesach. The eish lo takana. Pesach has a takana because you can bring Pesach shein. Where's Mila? We asked the question on Pesach and Mila. Our Girsa leaves out Mila. So does Mila not have a Chachana? So there's a focus on the Girsa. Some Girsos, right, some Kachim brings a Girsa that says Pesach and Mila that has a Chachana. So how does that work out? Does Mila have a Chachana or not? So the Dvar of Ram says that this Girsa issue is based on the focus Ram and Raibit. Rambam and Raibit, I forgot the source, but the Rambam and Raibit, basically the Girsa issue is whether or not you can rectify the fact that you don't have a Mila. Our Girsa seems to say no, it just says Pesach Yishu Tachana. So our question brings the Girsa that says Pesach only Mila Yishu Tachana. So instead, the Tvar of Ram says it's based on the Machlokas Rambam and Raibit. Because the Rambam and Raibit have a Machlokas, when are you Chayim if you don't have a Mila? At what point in time are you Chayim? So the Rambam says, when you die in Aril, you're then Chayim Kharis. At that moment, you're Chayim Kharis. Karis is not necessarily dying. Karis is being cut off. I think there's a cycle that says that this man said that what does Karis mean? He says that Karis means you're cut off from Hashem. You don't have a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have issues with your children. You have a relationship with them, they're cut off. Because you don't have that shefa from Hashem, it's still deep. But then you don't, I think there's a cycle. I have to look it up. I have to find it. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. But the Raavad says that every moment that you're in Arel, you're Chayav Karis. There are multiple three Karis. So how does that work out? So according to the Raavad, you can't fix Mila. Okay, granted. So at stage two, I got my Mila. But the previous stage, I was five cars for it. So it's not rectifiable. That's so he's gonna have our gear, so Pesach Yishu Tachana, but not by Mila. But according to the Rambam, who says that you only chayav kares upon your death, so you can, until you die, you can fix it. So you can fix it. That's so he would have Pesach Umila Yishu Tachana. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.